Professor in News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Authorities say a man yelling "Free Palestine" attacked a group of people in Boulder, Colorado, who were parading in support of Israeli hostages being held in Gaza by Hamas. 12 people were injured in that attack. Acting U.S. Attorney J. Bishop Gruhl of the District of Colorado says the suspect, Mohammed Sabri Solomon, confessed after being taken into custody.
Mr. Solomon stated that he had been planning this attack for a year, and he acted because he hated what he called the Zionist group.
Solomon showed no response and said he would do it again. Ukraine surprised the world with a drone attack that hit several regions of Russia yesterday and caused damage to some 40 Russian bombers. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says yesterday's drone operation in Russia was a big success.
All our joint investments in drone production, all our shared battlefield experience, everything we are doing together with our partners, it's making Europe stronger.
Representatives of Russia and Ukraine met for their second round of direct peace talks in just over 2 weeks. But aside from agreeing to swap thousands of their dead and seriously wounded troops, they reported no progress toward ending the three-year-old war. A split Supreme Court has rejected a pair of gun rights cases, though one conservative justice predicts the court will soon consider whether assault weapons bans are constitutional. The majority did not explain its reasoning in turning down the cases over high-capacity magazines and guns like the AR-15, which are popular weapons that have also been used in mass shootings. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 35 points today. This is SRN News. A Southern Baptist leader calls for an end to pornography.
Brent Leatherwood heads the denomination's Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission, and he says it's time to outlaw porn in this country altogether. He says the last straw is a new expose in the New York Times of Pornhub, the biggest pornography site on the Internet. The Times reports that Pornhub executives knew there was sex trafficking happening on their platform, but took no action as that might reduce their profits. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
LGBT people in the U.S. say transgender individuals are more likely than lesbian, gay, or bisexual people to be rejected by society at large. A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds most LGBT adults believe there's a great deal or fair amount of acceptance for lesbian and gay people, but about half say that's not true for transgender and so-called non-binary Americans. This is SRN News. Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk says he'll ask Parliament to hold a vote of confidence in his coalition government after his ally lost a presidential runoff. The results of the weekend election leave Tusk politically weakened. A very scary time for an Alaska man.
Officials say Kel Morris survived unharmed after being trapped by a 700-pound boulder for some 3 hours during a hike. His wife held his head above water to prevent him from drowning. It took 7 firefighters, along with inflatable airbags, to lift the boulder off of him as he drifted in and out of consciousness. That incident happened while he was walking on the bank of a glacier creek, and the entire bank slid out from under him like an avalanche of rocks. Jason Walker reporting.
More on these stories available at srnnews.com.